Hey, so remember Garrett came in, I think it was yesterday, and told us about the house that caught on fire across the street?
Yeah.
Did you hear about how that fire started?
No.
No.
And this scares the hell out of me. It was a phone charger that, it was like an off-brand phone charger that caught the mattress on fire.
Wow. I have so many of them.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
And I've had one go on fire in my kitchen, an off-brand one that I bought on Amazon.
Ooh.
Garrett did That's too, what it was. I think. Yeah, then I think Garrett did too, had one. You know which one it was? You know the one that has all the slots?
Yeah.
And you can put different phone, you know, your phones in it, different phones, like more than one family member can charge?
Right. Yep.
That was the one for me that went up, and it sparked and went up. Thank gosh I was home when it happened.
Yikes.
And I think that happened to Garrett too, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it did. It was crazy. The last week, I've learned a lot, and I've told my family members and friends, too, like, just be careful.
Yeah.
You never know.
Do any of the on-brand ones, meaning, I guess, the ones that come from Apple, do they catch on fire, too? I mean,
could they? Yes, but are they more trusted with, like, don't, it's so easy to just, you know, go grab a charger at a deli and just because you need to charge.
I love a good deli charger.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, the ones that are on the counter at a random store.
I know.
I think going forward, for me at least, and my family, we're just going to stick to the products that go with it. So if you have a Samsung, use a Samsung charger. If you have an Apple, use an Apple charger.
There you go. It makes sense. Yeah, Frog.
It's the rate at which it charges. All these other chargers that you buy, we all want our phones to charge really fast. The power rate at which it charges, the wattage, that's the problem, the heat. It just causes heat, and it catches on fire. It's the slow chargers that are fine, and that's what comes with your phone. But when you start buying these other 65 watts, it's like, yeah, sure, your phone charges in 4 minutes, but it's on fire. Or your house is.
Yeah.
All right, so give us numbers here. Like, what should we, in your opinion, or should we look this up and get
it? Well, each device is charged differently. Like, an iPad can charge a little faster because it's a larger device and dissipates the heat more. But when you have these smaller phones, you can't just cram so much power in it. The battery's smaller and the surface area is smaller, and so it needs to dissipate heat. That's why. So most chargers, the height that you want is like a laptop can charge at 65 watts. But then you don't want to charge your phone at that unless it's an Apple charger. Because it's got the proper coiling in it, and the heating is dissipating.
Well, you know, I'm assuming all of us have always assumed sort of what you're talking is about is the problem. But I just don't know the numbers, you know. I just go and buy a phone and go, okay, I'll use this charger.
Yeah, you know? Yep, I do too. Yeah. I have tons of them. I'm not even sure that I have any of the originals left anywhere.
Well, the other day, Alex walked in and went, good God, use this charger. You'll charge your phone in less than 4 seconds.
Oh, God,
no.
What is it doing? Is it like a nuclear blast to your phone?
Yeah.
That can't be good. So is it the charger that catches on fire, or is it the phone that catches on fire, the battery in the phone?
I believe it's the charger.
It's the charger.
Yeah,
it's the charger. It heats up.
It heats up because it can only push so much into that battery at one time. So it's like,
it's
I don't know.
It's not coiled properly or any of that kind of stuff, yeah.
And the other type of charger, too, the one that caught fire in my house a few years ago was one of those that you could put an iPad charger, several things at once.
That's what I just said. Same in my house.
And it just was sitting there normally, and it just went crazy.
Sparks flew, and thank gosh we were home.
I don't want that. Who does?
Yeah.
Who out there really wants things to catch on fire in the house? No. Pick me. All right. Interesting. I need to learn more. I think we should all learn more.
Yeah.
Just, you know, be educated when you start plugging crap in.
Mm-hmm. Fires are terrifying.
And don't leave it plugged in, too. That's the other thing, too. You're like, oh, I'll just get it in the morning. No worries. Like, once it hits 100 or even if it's, don't just let it sit there all night. That's the other problem.
Oh.
Hmm. Really?
I let mine sit there all night.
I do, too. In my bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of crazy.
Therein lies the problem. Yeah. You have enough heat and friction in your bed, Gandhi.
Sure do.
Scary running. He's running over to Temu to buy another charger.
Yeah, I want a nice hot pink one, you know?
No, it'll be hot.
It'll be hot.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. All right, well, thank you. So that's what caused the fire across the street from your house?
And the firefighters that worked on the house said you wouldn't believe how many fires are caused by this that they have to go to almost every day now. It's almost like a common occurrence where it's like they always assume it's a charger.
Wow.
One of my firefighter friends said, along with electronics, that the biggest starter of fires is candles left unattended in your house.
Wow.
And I didn't even understand why until I think I told you guys this. I let one burn. I was home when it happened. It went all the way down to the bottom and it exploded.
Wow.
But the flame was still going. So there was glass everywhere and then an open flame. And I'm like, aha, this is how it happens. Okay.
You need to be safe.
Yeah.
You need to be safe. This is what we do, you know, after we worship Satan, we always make sure all the candles are out.
Absolutely.
What's that, Danielle?
There's another thing, like Bath and Body Works. You know how I like to have those little plug-ins in the wall with all the oil in
it? Oh, yeah.
So you're not supposed to let that get down to the very bottom and then forget about it and leave it plugged in, because I've had a couple of people that I know that they had a little bit of an issue. So you need to make sure you watch that, and then when it gets to a certain point, replace it. Don't just leave it.
All right. Well, I still hear all of these great pieces of advice here on the show, but I'm still kind of a little question marky here. I don't know.
About? What are you questioning?
Well, the whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of different variables when it comes to charging a phone. You've got the charger itself. You have the phone and what it's capable of taking. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot to consider. Right. But we just consider, well, they sell it to us, so it's got to be safe. So what the hell? Right. Yeah. What's the problem?
Amazon sold it for $4 and brought it in 8 minutes. It's got to be good.
God, who doesn't trust Amazon? Everything on Amazon is totally legit. All right, let's roll into the three things we need to know. Then we've got to get into the songs that make you feel like it's Friday game that Gandhi came up with. All right, Gandhi, three things. What you got?
All right, Luigi Mangione will plead guilty to federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That is according to multiple reports. Mangione faces stalking charges resulting in the death of Thompson. He could be sentenced to life in prison if convicted. When asked about the possible plea deal on Wednesday, top Manhattan federal prosecutor Jamie McDonald would only say a court conference is scheduled. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a bill to require New York City buildings to dim lights at night is being supported by animal activists. A rally was held in support of the Lights Out bill in front of City Hall. A study from Cornell University found over 250,000 birds died from building collisions in the city every year. Critics of the bill are arguing that lighting is necessary in order to deter crime. However, advocates say that the bill that was reintroduced yesterday includes exceptions for public safety and landmarks. So it's possible that the city could look a lot darker at night. We'll see. And finally, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the weather in the Midwest, but it has been crazy. There have been wild storms, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon. Millions across the Midwest and the Ohio Valley under threat of those severe storms. NOAA's Storm Prediction Center has issued a level 2 out of 5 risk for severe thunderstorms for parts of Iowa and Illinois. Other states across the region, like Missouri, Kentucky, and Indiana, under a broader level 1 threat. Damaging wind gusts are expected to be the primary concern. This comes after storms this week left thousands across Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio without power. And I don't know if you guys saw the video, but there is a video of a car just driving down the highway in Columbus and flipping over because the wind was so
strong. Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
82 miles an hour, just flipped a car in the middle of the highway.
Wow.
Yeah, and those are your three things.
Looking at your weather here in New York and Philly, sunny today. It's going to be a beautiful day today, like 86. Tomorrow, Saturday for the Northeast, 84 in sunshine. Sunday, we have a good chance of rain. Miami, up to 93 today. A heat advisory, of course. It's going to be a little chance of rain off and on, you know, today and tomorrow. That's the way it is. And nothing but sun on Sunday with a high of 93. And there you go. All right, Gandhi,
yes.
It's Friday.
It is.
Okay. What the hell? I'm sorry. I was going for the Friday-themed intro.
All right, but you also put La 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 Calcutta in the box here.
What's happening here?
Nothing says Friday.
Okay, behind the scenes, I was saying, Scary, we're about to solicit for a game with Gandhi. The Friday song game, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, I need an intro. So he puts in La 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 Calcutta. Calcutta, which sounds like
this. That's what this is?
Yes. He put that in, so I went to hit that. But he went to hit Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. The song we played earlier. So now let's just play both of them. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
All right. It's Friday.
Nate's going to have his third stroke.
It's Friday, and Gandhi says there are songs out there that make us feel like it's Friday.
Yes. They just put you in a good mood. You get ready for the weekend.
Well, this music is not putting me in
this
a good mood.
This is not it. But somewhere out there are songs.
All right, I'll turn this one off here. All right. Okay, so talk about how you put this together.
So I don't want to tell you where I got the list, but there are songs that feel like Friday. It feels like the end of the week. You're getting ready to party. You're getting ready for a good time. You guys know what Fridays feel like. Yeah. So I put together this list of songs. We just need the title, I think. I don't know if we need the artist, just the title of the song. And I don't think you guys are going to disagree with any of them.
Oh, good.
I think they're going to feel like Friday across the board.
Songs that make you feel like Friday. Call now, but you need to know about music and Fridays before you call. So call Diamond now if you think you're qualified. 800-242-0100.
Elvis Duran.
Clap if you think she should suffer.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
100 on iHeartRadio.
Make us your number one preset now.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Peace is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I don't.
Get them on a Friday, especially, you know, if you have Saturday and Sunday off. But even if you work on weekends, Friday definitely sits different, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Gandhi woke up this morning thinking that same thing. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know what? We need a game that features music, songs that make you feel like it's Friday. What does that mean exactly?
You know how Fridays feel. You wake up and you're like, ooh, I can do this. This is going to be an easy day, and I'm heading into the weekend. I have good plans for the weekend. Maybe the weather's nice, like it's going to be for us. And you're just looking forward to it. It's like a little feeling of, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. Missy, out in Harrisburg, PA, is ready to play. Good morning, Missy. Welcome to Friday. Are Fridays special for you, just like they are for us?
Good morning, TGIF.
Yeah.
I guess that means yes, TGIF. All right. All right, these songs, according to Gandhi, are engineered to make you feel like, oh, it's Friday. They're great, great Friday feel-good songs, right?
Yeah, it's like a little warm and fuzzy with some party mixed in.
All right.
Well, so I'm all certainly you do, feeling warm and fuzzy.
All right.
Okay, wow. I wish we were there to have you prove it to us. you don't want anyone saying, hey, you feel fuzzy today.
Right.
I don't know. All right, Missy. All we need is the name of the song, not the artist. Let's see how you do. Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Feels Like Friday, song number one.
If I got to bring it to you, cowards, then it's going to be quick. I owe you made up in the jail before. Suck my dick.
Oh, boy. What's that?
That's going to make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Well, those are the lyrics, but do you know the name of the song? Yeah, come on. Look it up. Google it. Quick, fast, go.
I can't Google it. I have the phone to my ear.
Oh, good. Oh, that's right. This is making it impossible. You got the lyrics, but the name of the song is...
Get Down With It.
Oh, honey. Dang, I'm getting down with it. Oh, no. It's good. Dang it. Watch your language, young lady. The name of the song by DMX is Party Up.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Which is not in the song anyway.
That's right. You know, you know what? To your credit, it isn't in the song anywhere, but that's the name of it. All right, here we go. Another Friday song, number two.
Do you recall, not long ago, when you would walk on the sidewalk?
Oh my gosh, see, this is so much harder. I swear, I'm like,
I know.
I'm one of those people that are like, I got this, and no, I don't.
I feel like if you would
have kept singing. It's okay.
Yeah.
The name of the song is Lean On. There you go. Great song. All right, here's another song that makes you feel like it's Friday.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here.
Oh, we love her. What's the name of the song?
Beyonce. We're just gonna say it is Party on Friday.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Well, so close. The name of the song is Love on Top. All right. How about this one?
Oh, Beyonce.
I know.
I'm ready.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
Friday night.
No. I see what you're doing there. No, that's Blink 182 and What's My Age? What's my age again? All right, I'm going to give you one more. It's all or nothing here, okay? You can do
okay,
it, Missy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Songs that make you feel like it's Friday. Excellent song. What's it called?
Bang Bang.
There you go. All right, she got one.
Yeah. But that was an important one. You said all or nothing, right?
I said all or nothing.
Said
all right.
All or nothing. I heard
That's
it.
Okay.
I heard
the good
it.
News is the good news is she did 10. I got 5 more for another person. Okay. But you did get something. What do you have for Missy?
Well, because you said it's all or nothing, how about $500 thanks
no,
to Top
don't do
Dog
that.
Law?
No,
hey,
no, no.
You said all or nothing. You said all or nothing.
Oh, God.
Nate, I knew I loved you.
You're welcome, honey.
You're the one.
Well, Nate, we have to have a meeting after the show.
Isn't that a song? You're the one?
No.
No.
But anyway, you're the one.
Anyway, thanks to topdoglaw.com, which a lot of people will be calling and getting in touch with to sue us. You just won $500. Missy, $500 coming your way.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. That just made my day. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Hold on. We got to have security escort her out of here because people are mad.
The text messages are so funny.
Yeah. Please. She's the worst. I hate her.
That's so mean. It's kind of sad because the thing is she knew the songs. Like, she was singing along. She just couldn't come up with the title.
That's I'm you know the what? Same way. I would have been
Me
done
too.
The same exact thing. I would have been like, yeah, that's...
Isn't that how you play the game? You're supposed to know the title?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, hey, do you have someone else ready to go? Just pick someone at random. Ooh. Do you dare me?
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now we pick people at random. Now we're really rolling the dice. It's going to get weird. Hello, is anyone there? Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Welcome to Friday. Hello. Yes, hello. Hello. This is going well. Yeah. Hello. Is the caller there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Steven.
Steven.
All right. Let's see.
Can I tell Steven a couple things here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Steven, turn your radio down. We can hear it. It's going to mess you up. And if you're on the speakerphone, you want to take yourself off the speakerphone and just hold the phone up to your ear.
Is that cool?
All right.
All right, yeah, Steven right, feels confident, I can tell.
Come on, you got this, buddy.
Nothing will go wrong here. All right.
Oh, goodness.
God, I'm looking at the songs. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, Steven. Now, these are songs that Gandhi says are proven to make you feel like it's Friday. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Indeed.
All right, indeed. Here is your first song. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger. What's the name of that song, Steven?
I know that is Queen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. A shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger. Through the sky like a tiger. Ho, 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 ho. Tigers of Sky.
Tigers of Sky.
Okay. Okay. Solid guess.
Freddie Mercury should have named it that, but he named it Don't Stop Me Now. Don't stop me now. All right. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. Okay, an excellent Friday song. All right, now this next one. Okay. Uh-oh. Let's see if you know the name of this song. This is more than the typical kind of thing. Felt the Jones in my bones when you were touching me. Oh, oh. Great song.
Broken Hearted.
All right, let me give you another one. All right, now if you can answer that, you can answer anything. Here is your next one. Songs that make you feel like it's Friday.
Definitely not going to get this one. I'm not too sure.
Little Chapel Roan in there. It is Chapel Roan, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone in the room want to guess the name of the song?
Ooh. Is it
Scary.
Is it Hot to Go?
Yes, it is.
Scary, good job.
She even spells it for you. All right, here we go. Here's another one. You'll get this one. Come on. We're counting on you.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
Gotta be down because I want it all. Everyone knows. Because I want it all. Started out. Mr. Brightside.
There you go. Okay, you're doing really well, random caller Steven. Here we go. Here is your next song that makes it feel like Friday.
Hey, boy, don't you know?
Yeah.
Don't you know? Pump it up. Pump it up.
Pump it up. It's come on over. Well, you got more than Missy.
He did.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I wish we still had the $500 to give you, but we don't have that anymore.
How about, I could ask it back from Missy. She's on the phone still.
I think
no, don't
do that.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Well, I mean, we haven't sent it yet. I was like, well, we're not sending it. We got to send it to Steve.
No,
you can't do that.
In front of 8 million people, you gave her $500. You cannot mess that up.
Steven,
what do you have?
Technically did better than she did.
He did.
Yeah,
That wasn't the rules. No. That wasn't what we agreed to do. What do you have for... You don't have another $500?
$500,
Nate. Okay, well, we'll take the $500 from the next winner and give it to you, Steven. How about that?
Yeah!
Oh, you guys are too kind.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You guys are too kind.
Assuming we have more $500 to give away, do we?
We'll have to find it, yeah.
Okay, Top Dog Law, they've got tons of money over there. Jesus.
Probably Top Dog.
People are slipping and falling all the time. They got cash coming in. All right, hold on, Steven. $500 on the way. Great job, Steven. What a great surprise. Nice. He pulled it out, didn't he?
He really did.
He gotta surprised me with a couple that he got.
Yeah.
He did, like brokenhearted.
Yeah, that was
me
awesome.
Too. What the hell? Anyway, thank you, topdoglaw.com. We love them. If ever you feel like someone's taking advantage of you because you fell or you got in an accident and they owe you, they will take care of you. We love Top Dog Law. Check them out at topdoglaw.com. Plus, you got to agree, their commercials, huh? Second to none?
Oh, yes. I saw them on television the other day, a television commercial as well. I couldn't believe
I've never seen those, really?
I was like, whoa.
Their Instagram ads are incredible.
Yeah.
Right. Love them. TopDogLaw.com. Your free money phone tap coming up.
Another free money phone tap coming up next.
Leave me alone!
For the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, free money phone tap. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States and the District of Columbia. Void in Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Idaho. For more info and rules, go to ElvisDuran.com/contests. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
You, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of Starbucks lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of Starbucks lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever.
Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
This is Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Yes, I be your woman. Yes, I be your baby. Yes, I be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never gotta work. I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Cleaning, plus I keep the real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss, and yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me, cause it's game you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. My screams is the proof. Them other dudes get the deuce. Throw my speed in the coupe, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new. I've been with you. Tell them niggas ain't taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh?
So baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby.
So make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure my keep them, please, rub them down, be a lady and a freak. Oh.
Money Phone Tap.
Well, it's been a long, wonderful week. Thanks to our friends at M&M's Popped Caramel. Where's today's bag? I know we were trying to conserve a bag for Avery.
I don't even
see
a bag. It's gone.
Really?
So someone ate the Friday bag on Thursday? You...
Scary.
You are monsters. Monsters.
Oh, look at me.
Nate? Yeah.
It wasn't me this time.
It was one of the two of you.
Wasn't me this time.
M&M's Popped Caramel. Fun... freeze-dried snack, and it's kind of crispy, kind of airy. It's so unusually wonderful. I love them. They just hit just right. And I like how a little bit gets stuck in your teeth a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
That's your favorite part.
And right now, M&M's Popped Caramel is teaming up with us at iHeartRadio, giving away this trip for two to iHeartRadio's Music Festival in Vegas in September. You know you want to go, and it's so easy to win. Simply go to iHeartRadio.com/MMS, which of course means M&M's. It's iHeartRadio.com/MMS. You get the rules, and you can sign up to win your trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. All right, M&M's Popped Caramel. The only thing that failed this week is someone ate the Friday bag before Friday.
Yeah.
So,
good I think somebody going. Took it home.
Could be.
Weasels.
But Scary kind of has that guilty face on.
Nah, yeah, not me.
Please.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you want to win $1,000 thanks to M&M's Popped Caramel, be caller 100 at 800-242-0100. It's the free money phone tap.
Don't answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, it's all up to you. What's this one all about?
Well, Carlina wanted to play a phone tap on her mom, Marianne, because Marianne was called to jury duty. She missed the day and was worried she was going to get arrested, so she actually showed up the next day after she was supposed to be there. So she wanted me to call and tell her mom, oh, we have no record of you being here.
Hmm. Let's make mommy upset. Here's today's phone tap.
Hello?
Marianne?
Yes,
hi. Yes, hi. This is Melissa Stovey from the Mineola Court System.
Yes.
You were supposed to make an appearance for jury duty?
I was there.
Not according to our records.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure I was. Mm. Oh, definitely. In fact, I was supposed to go down on a Wednesday, and I got the numbers mixed up. And I spoke to the girl with the blonde hair, and she says, that's all right, come in tomorrow.
Unfortunately, we have no record that you were here.
Well, I was there, hon. I really was.
As far as I'm concerned, you actually weren't here, because I don't have the paperwork.
Well, she made a mistake, but I was there. In fact, I gave blood that day.
I mean, you show up on the wrong day, and there's nothing I can really do about that.
But she says, that's okay. She says, come in Thursday, and that's what I did.
I mean, you say she, blonde. There are tons of blondes that work in the court system, so, I mean, when you say the blonde girl, that doesn't really help me.
Well, she was a lady. She wasn't a girl.
All
she
right.
was a lady.
Well, the problem is now there's a warrant out for your arrest, a bench warrant.
God, I don't believe it. I was there. Oh, Lord.
According to our paperwork, you were not there.
I was. And I know the lights went out. You could ask somebody there. The 28th, the lights went out and hit the building.
All right. Well, this is the kind of stuff we hear all the time from
people
that skip court.
Truth. Believe me. I called purposely the next day. I called.
I have no record of you calling, so in my eyes, you weren't here, and now we have a warrant out for your arrest.
You could have a warrant out, but that, I have proof I was there.
I mean, you have to understand, everybody has to serve jury duty.
Yes,
it's part.
Yes, I know. I was there, though. That's the thing. I was there.
I mean, to skip out and not show up is a little rude.
Oh, well, I think you're being rude because I was there.
You know, you older people seem to forget things
sometimes.
I'm
57 years old. I'm not senile. I do work. I am a voter and everything else. I am a good citizen. That's why I appeared.
It doesn't seem like you are. I'm trying to be very patient with you.
I'm trying to be patient with you because the way it sounds now that I'm not going to get paid either because I didn't get paid for my job.
Well, if you showed up, you would have gotten paid.
I did. She marked it down.
All right. Now, I understand old people have memory issues, so we need, you know...
Who are you talking to?
You have to realize that you're going to have to pay a fine.
Oh, no.
So you're not going to get paid on top of paying a fine.
What?
And the fine is $1,000.
Oh, no, I'm not paying it.
It's $1,000 for not showing up for jury duty.
I was there.
You were not there.
I was there. Don't tell me. I wasn't at my job.
Just because you don't want to go to work doesn't mean you were
no,
at jury duty.
Don't you dare imply that. Don't you dare imply that.
You know, I
no,
just don't...
I want you to verify that woman. I don't know her name, but you have a roster. People that worked
and I was supposed to appear the 27th, and I got the numbers mixed up because I told the girl when I called.
This is the consequence for skipping jury duty, Miss Lazy.
I did not skip jury duty. I was there.
You were not here. There's no records of you being here. Did you go shopping that day?
No,
is that what you did?
I didn't even leave the courthouse.
I mean, these are very original excuses, I'll give you that,
no,
but...
I didn't even leave the court. I went out to have a cigarette. I was there before 8 o'clock.
Hey, you know smoking is bad for your health.
I was there before 8 o'clock. I was there 7:30, even a quarter left. I was the first one in the parking lot and waited.
Do you want to pay this in cash,
no,
check, or money order?
No, I don't.
It's only $1,000, Miss Sully.
What the hell do you think I'm made of? Money?
Maybe. I mean, if you have time to skip out on work and jury duty.
No. No.
I'm not arguing whether or not you were there. I know you weren't there.
Oh, mother of God, give me strength.
All right, so here's the address where you can send the check.
I'm not sending no check. I'm not. I can't afford it, and I don't have to because I was there. I'm not even writing it down.
Hey, Marianne, you've just been phone tapped by your daughter, Carlina.
Oh, boy, you got me going, damn it. I'm a good citizen. I went to jury. When she gets home, I'm going to kill her.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Well, isn't that what a good citizen would do? Kill them when they get home? Makes sense to me. Thank you for that old school podcast. No, what was that? Phone tap. Danielle.
Yes.
That was from a long time ago.
Oh, you can hear my voice. It's from a long time ago.
Right. Hers too.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was worth $1,000. Let's go talk to Marissa from Hampton Bays. Wow, you're closer to London than us, to be honest, if you want to look at it by inches. Congratulations, Marissa. You just won $1,000 with a free money phone tap.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Marissa, I hope you're geared up for a great weekend with your $1,000. What are you going to do this weekend? Anything good?
Going to work, and I'm going to definitely celebrate because this is amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. You have reason to celebrate. All right, well, hold on 1 second. $1,000 on the way. Let's not mess up that address. Let's make sure you get this thing. Thanks to our friends at M&M's Popped Caramel. We had a great week with these $1,000 free money phone taps. And don't forget, also because of M&M's Popped Caramel, you can win that trip for two to iHeartRadio's Music Festival in Vegas this September. Your chance to win and all the rules at iHeartRadio.com/MMS. Danielle, what do you have coming up?
We're going to talk about the next Barbie movie, why it's not going well with the negotiations, and the world's worst celebrity tippers.
All right. Also, let's go around the room. Let's get some sound in here. Lots of stuff coming up.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. So learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teen accounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Tell me. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
Me, call me, I need you in my life. Yeah, all that, every day I need ya. And every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper. I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
I said I can't, 999-812. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue.
it's so much about you. Everything about you I like, yeah, I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
Six, seven, eight, triple, nine, eight, two, one, two. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
She dialed my number like
six, seven, eight, triple, nine, eight, two, one, two. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby.
Drop the order of restraint. Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint.
I can't wait no more.
This is about a quarter past three. In short days, I mean, I got the Bentley valet. And I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that some boots and shades. Sprawled out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild.
We share something so rare, but who cares? You can.
Come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dear child letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. Use your MOB. Money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them up off that. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth. Yeah, this life ain't apparently fair, and a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You care, baby. Bombers boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I f*** you crazy. Then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave up that easy. She'll be waking up cause she's a. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money green bins. And my world is my witness. The life you share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care.
I'm always on time, and I gave you my all. My own. Now, baby, be mine. Be mine. I'm always there when you call.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
I had a bad habit of missing lovers' passes.